The shelter of Krishna. four persons within this material world. Until at the ultimate end. Parishtarayin. Unto him who is the ultimate goal. The highest success of life. Hare. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namaha. Respectful of his ancestors. Say unto you. Translation. O Lord, O Supreme Pure, you live within the core of everyone's heart and observe all the desires and activities of the Buddhism souls. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Lord Krishna, your reputation is very bright and illuminating. You have no beginning, for you are the beginning of everything. This is understood by pure devotees because you are easily accessible to the pure and truthful. When the conditioned souls are liberated and sheltered at your lotus feet, after roaming throughout the material world for many millions of years, they attain the highest success of life. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we offer our respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. Please repeat after me. O Lord, O Supreme Pure,
O Supreme Pure,
you live within the core
of
everyone's heart,
and observe all the desires
and activities of the conditioned souls. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Lord Krishna, your reputation is bright and illuminating. You have no beginning. The demigods certainly wanted for Vishnu to relieve their anxiety, but now they directly approached Lord Krishna, for although there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Vishnu, Krishna descends to this planet in his vastly featured for the purpose of Paritranaya Sadhuna Vinashaya Tushmita, protecting his devotees and inhabiting to his spirits. Demons or yetis always disturb the demigods or devotees, and therefore Krishna descends to punish the yetis and demons and fulfill the desire of his devotees. Krishna, being the original cause of everything, is the Supreme Person above even Vishnu and Narayana, although there is no difference between these different forms of the Lord. As explained in Brahma Samhita, part 26, departure every the santara of Yugendya, Deepayate Vivirta Hedu Samana Sanima, Yastadira every Chavishnu Daya Vimadi, Govinda Vati Purusham Namahu Jami. Krishna expands himself as Vishnu, the way a bright candle kindles another. Although there is no difference between the power of one candle and another, Krishna is compared to the original candle. The word Krishna is significant herein because Krishna is always famous for relieving his devotee from danger. A devotee who has sacrificed everything for the service of Krishna and whose only source of relief is the Lord is known as Akinchana. As expressed in the prayers offered by Queen Kunti, the Lord is Akinchana Vitta, the property of such a devotee. Those who are liberated from the bondage of conditioned life are elevated to the spiritual world where they achieve five kinds of liberation: Sayujya, Salokya, Sarupya, Sarshti, and Samipya. They personally associate with the Lord in five bellows: Santu, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, and Madhurya. These rasas are all emanations from Krishna. As described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the original mellow, Adiras, is conjugal love. Krishna is the origin of pure and spiritual conjugal love.
So here, the appearance of demon Vrittasur. Actually, no, Vrittasur was a great devotee before. His name was Chitraketu. Yes. And he was cast by Mother Parvati. The Prabhupada discussed many things, I don't want to get into. Simply saying, the external, he is a asura. Who is asura? There are two types of beings, living entity. One who challenges the authority of the Lord, is called asura. He won't accept Lord's order, rule, regulation. Another is submissive, he surrendered, whether complete or not, but there is demigod. The devotees are like devi, and they are just sasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. How you know who is what? Officially, of course, we have got to run a society. We have to have society, official something. Here is a devotee, here is Brahmin, here is sannyasi, here is grihastha, everything. But it is here it said, Lord is within our heart. There are two sloka in Bhagavad Gita. Once he is saying, Lord is saying that sarvasya chaham hidi sannivishta. I am residing in the heart of everybody. From me comes remembrance, from me comes forgetfulness, from me comes knowledge. He gives knowledge. Real knowledge he gives. That we are not this body. Well, theoretically we can read this book, but you have to have realized all these things. So, you know, who is a devotee, who is a Brahmin, that the things is there. Who is a Brahmin? In order to know God, you have to at least, most of the people in this world, at least the mode of passion and ignorance. Symptomized by tata rajastamo bhava kamo lobhatayastha. Kamo means material desire, ultimately sensual, after sensual pleasure, as sensual pleasure is. As sensual pleasure in this world is like a maithunaga, it's called. Very difficult to get to. That means man, male, female's attraction and their physical union, when they get pleasure. Dog, cat, rat, animal, they are also having. And this material world advancement means to enhance it, that's all. Eating in the form of sleeping, or ignorance, sleeping. Mighting and defending. So, more you become advanced, you become. These things become less and less. He comes to know, I am not this body. This is the first lesson when he comes to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, you are not this body, then what you are is negative. You are aham brahmasmi, a spirit. You, asanga aham brahmasmi, you belong to the spiritual world. You realize, then gradually this thing becomes less and less. But still there are more contamination you have got. So when you take initiation sometime, beginning of spiritual life, you are reminded. Pavitra, apavitra, pavitra means pure. And who is this most pure, supremely pure? Definitely, supreme being. That Krishna says. Anybody remember? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam, supremely pure. To associate with God, or whether He accepts our service, we have to also become pure. Have to. As long as I am thinking, I am this, I am that. No, this is not bhakti. Bhakti can make us pure. So it says, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. Give up this. I am this, I am that. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Naham vipro. Among human beings, we are considered human being. Real human being means at least one is in a mode of pure goodness. Mode of passion and ignorance means kama lobha. Simply hankering after possessing material things more and more. And mode of ignorance and lobha. Kama and lobha, this is lobha, and kama means material desire, ultimately has sensual pleasure. We have to become, as long as he is there, we cannot understand all these things. Spiritual life is meant for human being, this is not human being. 98% people of this world, Prabhupada said, are like dogs and cats, but the only thing is, he may not be four-legged, he is only two-legged, we are not saying that. But maybe politely we are saying, they are also eating, sleeping, mating, defending. What is the difference? He may not get upset. He directly tell, you are dog, cat. But we are so degraded, even that also not. They are feeling now. Coming from university, educated, they say, Swamiji, suppose next time I become a dog. So what's wrong? Nothing wrong. You get more chance. Anywhere and everywhere have sensual pleasure. That's all. Yes or no? Yes. That means you are a dog. Only two-legged dog. That's the dress is different. That's your dipat pasu. Only when you come to the spiritual plane, mode of goodness, that is Brahman. He has got 12 symptoms according to Sanak Samhita or something, and Srimad Bhagavatam another place, Bhagavad Gita. Maybe at least 9 things Krishna is saying. Samo, Dhamo, Tapo, Saucham. That you have to do. Samo, controlling mind. Mind is going like a monkey, going here and there. To control mind, even Arjuna is telling, is very difficult. Like a high wind. Who can stop tornado, tsunami, hurricane? India, every year coming like this. Some other country also. I think America, Alabama or something, some state, showing tornado, going down, wind, taking everyone, bus, a human being up. In India also, one bus taking care of it, one whole pond, all water gone. Take that. In India. Mind is saying like that. Arjuna is a great devotee. He is saying, Krishna, I cannot. But ultimately, he says, yes, you are right. This is only mind. Then tongue is also there. Mind, tongue. Right? Then tongue, stomach, oversight, then next generating organ. The more you eat, you like, you're putting pressure, you all become agitated, like bull. Dog, we see in the street. What is the difference? He is sensual pleasure enjoying in the street. We are maybe little polished, private. What difference? Same thing. This is the human life, asking. We say, come here, we are talking Bhagavad Gita, nobody will come. How many people will come? Here are only ISKCON devotees. Most fortunate. Prabhupada said, maybe the ISKCON devotees are the most fortunate person in the world. Because we are giving them knowledge of what we are, real knowledge. What we are. We are part and parcel of God, Mami Bamsa Jivaloke, and who is God, Krishna, and what is our relationship with Him, and accordingly act. This is what you are doing here. What you are acting? This is you are doing devotional service. This is bhakta, mat chitta, mat gata prana, bodhayanta prasplam. Here we are, bodhayanta prasplam. We are discussing about all this. Kathanta chamnittam, and most of the time, will be absorbed in this thing. Harikatha, Harinam. Tushyanti charamanti cha. Now after doing this thing, are you getting pleasure? Joy, we can ask ourselves. We are hungry. We don't ask our others, am I hungry? No, you feel yourself. When you eat ice cream, pizza, kulfi, you ask others, you are enjoying? Here devotee is chanting, dancing, people can see, yes, he is happy. He doesn't go to the laughing club. You go to Calcutta, Bombay, Madras, Hyderabad, all big cities, these are the big cities of India. Bangalore, you see the park, early in the morning, television showing. He is eating so much, he cannot control in India. Eating cheese, butter, so many things. He cannot walk, still he will eat. Why? He likes it. He knows. I have to reduce this, I will die otherwise. There is danger. And go to the park, nobody can walk. Why? She or he is walking, jogging, to reduce fat. Why you are doing this? Why you eating? He won't control this. Or she won't control her tongue. Still he said, get more. More cheese, more butter. You go, see? Maharaj, why are you doing japa? What will you do? I don't understand. Then some see, come to our temple, you see, you don't have to do this laughing club, the yogasana to reduce fat. And say, devotees, they are chanting, dancing, they are joyful. And they have got club with them. Ha 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 ha. Say, no, this is all artificial. This is that. The doctor says, you laugh, you will be healthy so that you can enjoy. He does not know what is enjoy. Devotee knows what is enjoy. Ramante yogina manante, they have got unlimited enjoyment. For hours and hours, they can chant, dance. And when exhausted, they also enjoy the prasadam there. Others may think of, I am the greatest, nobody is greater than me. And ISKCON devotee went to interview him. And he enjoys that. Nobody can defeat him. This is Mr. Cassius Clay, top boxer of the world, unbeatable. But he was beatable. Yes. There is somebody there. He one day realized. So devotee went to interview him. And after talking, last line, bottom line, we want to ask you one more question. Please answer. Yes. You used to say, nobody can defeat me, I am greatest. Yes? He gave a sad smile. Why you are morose? Give sad smile. He says, yes, I was greatest, no doubt. But now he is very sad. See. Now his name is Mahamadani. He changed his faith to Islamic. And he said, yes, I was definitely I used to enjoy to become greatest. Now I am. Don't feel. What? You're greatest. Yes, in one sense I'm greatest, but not that in that sense. What sense? I was the greatest fool. I was the greatest fool. Why? You see my condition. What happened? I have got whole body, Parkinson paralysis, whole body. He cannot touch. Anybody can touch. He can. Yeah, see, I cannot take a glass of water. But anybody can. Huh? So I can see there's somebody higher than me. He can defeat me, crush me. My pride, crush my pride. I have no control over it. He is forced to surrender now. This is what happened. But devotee, yeah. He is humble. Moment somebody is proud, Prabhupada say, only Puri and Moody. You make Puri for Diti Prabhupada. I just repeat what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, Puri and Moody. When you cook, the ladies eat dough, Radha Kunda, they take some wet rice, like fat rice, and make it sand, red hot, become black. You take a broom, small, she, and put one morsel of rice. At one pop up. Just like you go to see a machine, somebody go to some sheep beach or somewhere, many people in mood, holiday mood, and where is popcorn? Popcorn. You see, putting in a machine, pop. It's kind of pop. It becomes big. Yes? So it is said you want to become pure. You have to become free from this. Don't think, I am this. What this, I don't want to say. You understand what? Sarvapadhi, vinirmuktam. Become free from all this false ego. I am this, I am that. No, Baba. Then you are not pure. Then you are not, unless you are pure. Free from all these dirty things from your heart. We cannot go back to Godhead. How much you may be, I am this, I am that. This is negative. And positive thing is to, we must qualify ourselves. Otherwise it is just a passport. Even in the material world, we go to, where you come from, sir? I am from this country. Maybe. Some poor country, third world. You have come here, immigration officer. See your passport, sir. How many days you want to stay? I see. You have to stay here long. You have got visa? Where is this? Sir, I am afraid. You have got ticket? Go back. Not back to Godhead, back to your place where you are attached to. Where you are attached. In the mode of passion and ignorance, go to this world and join with them. Whatever. Whatever you are attached to. So many other things I do not want to mention. Either subtle or gross. You have attached completely Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime, singing, dancing, chanting, Krishna Prasad, Krishna Bhakta. Complete. No attachment, iota of this material, temporary things of this world. Name, fame, adoration, I am this, that, big gun. No, back to God. Otherwise, back to God. So Krishna said, Abhyasanatu Vairagyana. You have to practice. It's not an easy ticket somewhere or other. I get the visa and get now. Where is your visa? This is visa, Prabhupada said. When he started the movement, this movement is meant for building character. Change your habit. So we have got a so many big guns come, internationally well known, we use them to preach, people like them. So there is one boy, he's called Boy George, he said, bow down, master. Everybody has to bow down. Bow down to who? Something, authority. Krishna, Gonitai. Bow down means surrender. Sarvadharman Paritajya, Mam Ekam Sanam. Only unto Krishna is your devotee. Otherwise, no sir, no visa, back to Godhead. Now, back to your place where you come from. Attachment. So, telling Vyasadev, Tata Rajastamo Bhava. How will become get that? Nasto Prayesu Abhadresu. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day associated with pure devotee Prabhupada and all great devotees, Narada Muni, Bhishma Dev, so many others. Mahajanata. Bhakti Siddhanta Sahaja Thakur, Ramanujacharya, what they are saying. And meditate. Tata Rajastoma. Then, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Pritipurvakam. Not mechanically, with love and devotion, not as obligation, I have to chant. Finish Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. No. With love and devotion, it will take some time. As long as my love is there somewhere else, how can I have love for Krishna? Though it is there. This is the mechanical doing. This is called. Vidhi bhakti. Vidhi bhakti is nothing but obligation. But if you dare and die doing, one day it may develop like. Otherwise, how so many devotees are here coming? Why not that going to watch TV? So it is not easy to become a bhakta. What percentage is called constitute among all population of this world? Very, I don't know, maybe 1%, I doubt it. Why? Nobody want to do, to become pure. Nobody want to remember Krishna. He will want to remember his sweetheart, honey, sugar, whatever. Other thing is attached to. That is the problem. This is the problem. The Prabhupada is teaching us how to develop attachment to Krishna Prasad. Take nice Krishna Prasad. See Krishna, very beautiful. Read Krishna book. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Regularly reading, you develop attachment. Then, Tata Rajastam Va Kama Lobha Tayascha. Then you become free from Kama and Lobha. It is very difficult from time immemorial or associating with this thing. From time immemorial, it will take time to become free from this disease. Kam, krodh, lobh, moho, mad, matsajya. It is all within us. Eternal enemy, lusty desire. Who can say easily I can become? A pure devotee, no? Not serious. Of course there is degree of purity, definitely. Compared to outside people, how there could be so many people here, coming from all country. Because, jesham tuanta gatan papam jananang punna karmanam, those who have done a lot of pious activity. And become sinless, gave up, they are here now. Maybe coming from Siberia. Maybe coming from Alaska, from ice house. Okay, coming from African jungle. Used to do voodoo or whatever. Now here. Here some still born in India may not be coming, still. Not coming. Unfortunate. Very unfortunate. So Bhupa said, those are in ISKCON, they are most fortunate people. In ISKCON they are pure. Comparatively pure. And become joyful and bright faces. Look outside and here. It takes some time to become pure. If you become free from all this kam, krodh, lobh, moho, mad, matsarjo. It's very nice one place Prabhupada is saying. Perhaps you like to listen what Prabhupada is saying. How Devaki and Vasudev got Krishna? Because they are pure. When Devaki and Vasudev saw this Lord came as their son, So please become like a baby and please go away from here. Kongsu is coming. Don't worry, you'll take me to Gokul. Huh? And they glorified him, and then on hearing their prayer, Devaki and Pasudev, Lord is saying, first, Vasudev said, he came as my son, he's glorifying God, he's so joyful. And Devaki also, then Krishna is replying, my dear mother, in the millennium of Sarvabhauma Manu, my father Vasudev was living as one of the Prajapatis. His name at that time was Sutapa. You are his wife named Prishni. At that time, when Lord Brahma was desiring to increase the population, he requested you to generate offspring, bring children. You control your senses, perform severe austerities by practicing the breathing exercise of the yoga system. Why have to be pure? How do you have to be pure? Austerity. Prabhupada used to say, get up early in the morning. Even in the severe cold, yes, you have to get up. Not sleeping. No. Then you are in ignorance. You must get up. You must take bath. Not hot water bath. No. Hot water bath, Brahmachari Sannyasi means he is in bed with opposite gender. Very bad. You cannot maintain purity. Externally dressing brahmacharis and too much intermingling cause of all problem of a society. One devotee asked to his guru, this Pubrev is so nice deities, nice prasad, so many temples, thousands of people coming. Why there is so many problems? Do you know why? You have got three defects. What are these defects? You are very restless. You don't stick to something. Oh, really? Yeah. Very restless. You don't stick to it. I give you, see, you change it. I told you, don't change. Don't change. What I give, just stick to it. Moment you subtract, moment you add, then what will happen, I don't know. He said, you just read it. One incident. One day, Prabhupada went to some center, bring prasad, I am hungry. What is this? What? This is prasad? This is prasad? What Krishna eats? Krishna eats all food in a mode of goodness, vegetables, milk, this is all. But it's all written, I told you what to cook. What? You know? Yes, rice, dal, sabji, chapati, parota, samosa, kochari, nice, sweet rice, chutney. Where are those? Now these are all vegetarian. Oh. But did I tell you this? Did Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he eats, is all in there? No. Oh, I see. But I told you, remember? Do you have all this? Rice, dal, all these things? Yes. Can you cook? Can you offer to the deity? Yes. Bring it to me. Okay. I'll tell you. You offer to Tulsi? Yes. Did I tell you to cook, eat all these things? You change? He said, don't change. You never like to stick. It's called chanchal, chanchal. You're restless. Anyway, I don't know whether 3 points, I said one or two. I said one. What is that? Huh? Restless. You don't take Maya so seriously. You take it easy. Oh, I'm okay. I won't be captivated by Maya. Nothing. You see, I am what I am. Do you know how many years I am? Do you know who you are? What do you think? I am like you? In time, Krishna teaches. Maya is hearing, Krishna is hearing. Oh, really? You are so big? Huh? You have become bigger? Huh? One night. So many big sages, great 70%, they get distracted from this path when tested. Even those who are writing in so many big, big philosophy, Jaimini is writing philosophy. And Vyasadeva also. So Vyasadeva is guru, is telling, not so easy, you know, to become free from Maya. He said, no, for me it is nothing. Yeah, I know all this. Really? Then he was found to be, again, he's weak. His guru tested him and found out he became victim. He said, oh, I see. If this great personality, what do you think we are? He said, overnight you should not, there is a purpose. Don't think. Only moody and puri. You know, good puri, pop! So, we should not be thinking that hum, hai, hai. This is not very good. That is, who can chant Hare Krishna? How to do that? I was just reading one letter to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, do you know how? You become simply Chaitanya, follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Think yourself, I am most fallen, lower than even straw in the street, and become, when you go for distributing book or preaching, many people will treat you very badly. You become tolerant. You cannot try it, still try it. Very difficult to try, still try it. Impossible to try, still try it. You cannot tolerate, still you stick to it. I am simply repeating what Prabhupada said. I say, repeat, and I am serving Prabhupada. I have not come here to teach you, I frankly tell you, I am not your teacher. I have got a desk maybe, I have a teacher, but I am just serving Prabhupada, he said. Do you know another thing? You too much intermingle, those are renounced supposed to be, you are not renouncing. With the same subject, you are easily mixing, too much intermingling with opposite gender. This is the root cause of all the problem of your society. Root cause of all the problem. And here we see very little purity in his language. At that time, when Lord Brahma, you control your senses, perform severe austerity by practicing breathing exercise and the yoga system, both you and your husband could tolerate all the influence of material laws, rainy season, onslaught of wind, scorching heat of sunshine. He also executed all religious principles. In this way, you were able to cleanse your heart and control the influences of material laws. In executing your austerity, he used to eat only the leaves of the trees which fell to the ground. Of course, it doesn't necessarily mean we also, but we can take shark, spinach, we can take cabbage, cauliflower, so many type of things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can take salad. That is, the Goswamis taught us. You want to live in Vrindavan, who can realize Vrindavan? That is, said our great devotee Narottam Das Thakur, Vishaya Charya Kabe Shuddha Habe. Our mind will be purified, then you will realize Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Vrindavan, 24 hours we are engaged in pure devotional service. Then we realize Vrindavan. Kabe Hama Heravasri Vrindavan. At that time, I have the vision of Vrindavan. So Prabhupada said, I cannot get up. No, you have to get up. Doesn't matter. You must get up before sunrise and take bath. And come clean clothes with Mangala. Do your 16 job. Attend class. Take only prasad. These things strictly you have to follow. No, I hearing outside. What is this? Prabhupada is music. Why? Who is coming? From a vendor. What the vendor is selling? Prabhupada. What? Prabhupada. What? Ice cream. What? Ice cream? Patram Pushpam, ice cream? Yes? Kulfi? Pani puri? Coca-Cola? No? You offer to Krishna and I can eat. Offer to Krishna and Krishna knows. You are offering him just. So, you want to eat it? Yes? Yes? Some are not saying. We should ask ourselves, how you go back? And then suppose Joy Vijay ask you, sir, I am sorry, you wait here and open a shop and take ice cream and offer to Krishna, but I am not going taking it to Krishna on this. Then what you will do? You don't come now. Later, sit down there. What you will do? Huh? You are happy outside the gate of Joy Vijay? In this way, you are able to cleanse your heart and control the influences of the material laws. In executing your austerity, you used it only the leaves of the trees fell to the ground. Then with a steady mind, control sex drive. Who can control? I have controlled my sex drive. Raise hand. Not so easy. At least we are honest. We have got hope. Who was that? During... you worship me, desiring some wonderful benediction from me. Both of you practice severe austerities for 12,000, for 12,000 years. Not our years, demigods' years. Our 6 months make 12 hours of demigods one day. You can think of how long. But still, it is Kali Yuga. Simply, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama. This will help us. Cheto Dharpana Marjan, day and night to do. But Prabhupada make it so simple. Chant at least 16 rounds, it's nothing. Hoyudashtaka is doing 3 lakhs round. Bhaktivedanta Sakhi used to ask 64 rounds, one saintly person, trying to fulfill the desire, prediction of the Lord. Ask first to his disciple, chant so many rounds. You cannot make a long field. Okay, chant half. Still make long face. Okay, 1/4 of that. No, I won't reduce. I won't make it less than this. This is the minimum. You should do more, actually. If you are not doing, otherwise you do 16 rounds and rest of the time, day and night work hard for Krishna. Then Krishna will consider your case. I think. Something like that. Kali Yuga, Krishna will think, definitely, no doubt. When you are executing devotional service, always thinking of me within your heart, I was very much pleased with you, Mother. Oh, sinless Mother, your heart is therefore always pure. So you can see what is called purity. You have to do austerity. That is why, same thing, Father, well-wisher, also God, Rishabhdev, 100 son is telling. Prabhupada's favorite verse. Anybody can tell? Nayam deho. First, no, you are not this body. I am not man, woman, American, Indian, Chinese, Irish, British, Arab, Muslim. No. Sannyasi, Brahmin. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So the top devotee, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, 100 times. Become humble. Then you can chant, Gauri. Relish. Now you are relishing. Nice daivara. Huh? Sweet rice. Gulab jam. When time will come, oh my Lord, when I will relish the chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Then I won't give up chanting. That is Madhavendra Puri. He is forgetting eating, forgetting sleeping. This is the Goswami. Hey Radhe, Braj Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nanda Sunaha, Kuta. Where are you? On the bank of Jamuna, Kalindi? On the foothills of Giriraj, Govardhan? Where are you? They didn't say they have seen God. But didn't they see? Of course they have. And this is the mood they are teaching us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. Radharani's mood, feeling always separation. When Krishna went to Mathura, what Radharani said? You know? Huh? Hey Dina Dayadra Natha. Huh? Hey Mathura Natha, Kada Oblakka Se. Oh, you are Lord of the those who are most meek and humble. Oh Lord of the Mathura Vasis, resident of Mathura. Now we have gone to Mathura. They think you are Lord and you forget us. When you see your lotus face, Hidayam, or heart, rather than say, my heart, Tadaloka Kataram, my heart, what do I say, proper word, Kataram, very restless. Our heart is restless, of course. That Prabhupada said, no? Where is my, you know, today is no pizza. I'm sorry, I can't eat. Don't mind. Where is ice cream? Mine. How will you think like that? Tell me. It will take time. It will take time. If follow Prabhupada, it may not take that much time, at least. Otherwise, we are meeting here very nice. We are going to back to Godhead, train there, we met, embracing each other, hugging, other than talking so many things, we did this, 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 that. Suddenly, poof! Fire, come back, go back, back, catch there, Vaikuntha Express. Shit, gone. High speed Express, Vaikuntha, gone. Maybe next life. Next chance we take. Of course, it's a little negative, but it's reality. That is what is reality. No? Have we cleaned our heart? That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. In his, before cleaning your heart, if you want to bring king here, you have to have proper seat, throne for the king, for the Lord. Prabhupada gave this, say nice. And devotees gave Prabhupada nice. We have to ask. Do you like that? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing how to clean. Bring pots of water before Jagannath comes to Gundicha. And cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. You read that thing. Then Prabhupada is telling all details. How deep within heart so many dirty things there. I am top devotee. I am this, I am that. We have to become free from this. Before you can think, can go back to Godhead. Of course, some of them will go, those are qualified. Anyway, those are qualified people. Even in one life, this life, they will go back to Godhead. Just like Prabhupada told Jayananda Prabhu, he has gone back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, most probably he has gone back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, if not, he will go very high, high probably. And from there, little bit what is lacking. So why not? Who knows? There may be, we don't know many Jayananda, like Vaishnavi, they are in ISKCON, they will go back. They will go back. One qualifies, why not? But you have to become pure. So, Rishabdev, what he said? Tapo dibbam putchaka, do austerity. Prabhupada has no money to pay the bill. He is going from Vrindavan, where the house you see, in Radha Damodar temple. Small, dinky, small, little kitchen, he can see through. The samadhi of Jiva Goswami and Bhajan Kuti at night, Prabhupada get up, some say. Prabhupada is sweeping the floor of Jiva Goswami Samadhi Bhajan Kuti. And he is very, oh, he's crying. How to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna? Some say, Prabhupada had inspiration from Jiva Goswami. Once we should pray to Krishna, we should pray to Govardhanita, we should pray to Prabhupada, he's doing japa. Please, let me serve you, which will please you. Definitely they will give. Who had no money? Prabhupada approached some lady pious, Mrs. Moraji. What do you want? Servant don't let him see. Secretary this, that. Oh, 9 o'clock. You have other service. Shall I take 3 more minutes? Huh? And this is we learn hard pop tapasya Prabhupada did. In those days, the train going for every day. Prabhupada had not got warm clothes, as I know. Severe cold compared to Bengal is Vrindavan, my God. And so scorching heat here compared to Bengal. Sometimes here, yeah, 48, and Bengal maybe 36 maximum. And cold also, so severe. And Prabhupada hadn't got warm clothes even at that time, as I got information from there. And also in Delhi, he'll be going, he himself distributing magazine in the streets. Who will take religious book magazine? Nobody bothers. Both cannot pay the bill of printing his magazine book. We have to approach pious ladies, men. You tell them Harikatha. Of course they are. Pious men, pious ladies in India to help. But their secretary won't let. Prabhupada is sitting in the... Prabhupada inquired. Which way she goes down, Mrs. Moraji? Somebody told her. She this way she goes. Prabhupada is sitting in the stairs, sadhu, so humble. 1 hour gone, 2 hours gone, 3 hours gone, 4 hours gone, 5 hours gone. Suddenly he came home. She's going down. Oh, Swamiji, where you come from? Guard, secretary cannot say anything. I'm coming from Vrindavan. I see. You want to see me? Yes. Come to my chamber. Yes. Then Prabhupada tell. Once she paid for Prabhupada's printing, Srimad Bhagavatam, most probably. This time Prabhupada said, what you want? And my Guru Maharaj said, you go this age? How old are you? Swamiji, this time all the Hindus go to Vrindavan, Kashi, Spain. Anything may happen to you. Usually don't say, you may die. They say like that. Now you are old. Go back to Vrindavan. Why you take risk? My Guru says, I have to carry out Guru's order. Doesn't matter what happened. You want to go to America? How? I have got all cargo ship. I will go. No. You must have some room extra. Give me a free passage ticket. Okay. We are determined. Hey, manager, Mr. Pandya, and your wife, call. Take care of Swamiji. Arrange, you have got passport of America, visa. Do something what is necessary. Arrange for Swamiji and take. Prabhupada going in the ship. Prabhupada old, you will see now. Make another plane. How dangerous the seas. And Prabhupada, old man, he says, any moment anything could happen to me. He has twice heart stroke for his tolerating. When he arrived there, also another heart stroke. They say the third time, no. But Prabhupada is chanting. If Krishna can say, doctor cannot. Doctor is saying, what is this old man doing, man? Hey, tell this old man. He is not old man. He is my guru. Don't tell all these things. You like? You go, Baba. He is doing, remembering Krishna. Oh, I see. We cannot instruct him. In the ship also, Prabhupada regularly reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita, doing Janmashtami. And Prabhupada, no, twice he has got severe pain. He said, I don't know, any moment I can die. Krishna came in a dream. Why you are afraid? I am is here, no fear. I am the captain, nobody is captain. Don't worry. Krishna is saving, giving hope. So we also follow Prabhupada, we also have hope, all of us can go back to Godhead, either this life or next life or next life. And Prabhupada is giving everything. He says, purify your heart by tapasya. Tapasya is what? What Prabhupada is asking us to do? We don't like to do sometimes, we have to do. That is tapasya. Yeah? Some inconvenience we accept it voluntarily. Why? So that your existence is purified. Shuddheta satta. Then how will continue? Simply. Brahma sukham in ananta. Then you will get Brahma sukham. Unlimited anandam buddhivardhanam. Nitya navanam. Ananda means variety. New experiences you will get. And you've got unlimited happiness, not this happiness now. Let us go to Lai Bazaar. Nice robbery. Now, after some time, you forget robbery. Huh? Have you tasted robbery in Lai Bazaar? Take robbery. It's gone. One day I asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how about making robbery? What? Give it to Krishna. Who is king of all sweets? Yes, I know. So who do you think you'll give? Give it to Krishna. Then distribute. I asked one. It's difficult. It takes a long time to make rabdi. You boil it, milk, and there's a skin form. You take the skin, put it. Again boil, again skin, put it. It becomes thick, you cut. You put it in cream and chop. Pistachios, sprinkle in the cream, floating, give it to Krishna, a tulsi, then before that better give others. Huh? Maybe that is another type of pleasure that we have to practice. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment? Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Here is one question. Yes, sir. Ask your question relating to this. And also waiting mercy of the Lord. It's a mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna.
I appreciate what you mentioned. You can't go back to Godhead. You have a slight tinge of material desire.
That is what Prabhupada said.
Sometimes devotees emphasize what Prabhupada said. If you chant 16 rounds and call the Lord,
both is right. There is a factor of time, place, circumstances. Suppose when you are a beginner, you have to say, you chant Hare Krishna, take prasad and go back to Godhead. The moment you tell, don't, then he will run away. Better not tell. Come here, take rabdi. Yeah, can I take rabdi? Yes. Ice cream? Yes. Offer to Krishna. But you tell beginning, then you will run away. The beginning is right. Later, if you want to advance, Prabhupada, I find I have taken too much rabdi. I took yesterday in a feast, I took 10 gulab jam. What? Yeah, you said you can, it's prasad. But my mind is, I cannot control. Don't take. 1-2 years in the beginning, take 10 gulab jam. Then take 1 gulab jam. What's wrong? Then time comes, squeeze out gulab jam juice, sweet, put it in water, and no sweet, then take. But still you are taking gulab jam. Yes or no? So both are right. You have to consider time, place, person. Not clear? Prabhupada, no, in the beginning, his godbrother, when he sent by his guru to foreign country, they asked, what you have come here to teach us? Our Vedic knowledge giving a deep understanding of God. We have got churches, That's all right, you have got Bible, everything, but Bible is like a little pocket, Oxford. This Vedic literature is like a Encyclopedia Britannica. Really? Okay, you tell something. Can you make me a Brahmin? No problem. How? You have to qualify. Brahmin means pure. Brahmin is suchi. Suchi means? Muchi hai suchi. Jodi Krishna haje. If you become a devotee of the Lord, even you are coming from a cobbler family, dog eater family, still you can be better than a Brahmin. So, can you make me Brahmin? Yeah, no problem. But you have to qualify. What is qualify? You have to give up the sinful activity. What is sinful activity? Are you married? If you are married, don't associate intimately with other ladies than dancing. No, God. No party. No party. Boozing? No. Really? Anything else? Yes. No casino. Dance. Take off. Take off. No. Really? Anything else? More? More? Yes. What is that? Gambling. Intoxicant. And? McDonald's. No, McDonald. He did not say McDonald. He said, no, he said, impossible. Nobody, this is our life, this is our society. You go back, Baba. So Prabhupada thought, if I go and everybody is following that country superpower, if I first tell this, they will say, take your ticket and go back. Better, I tell, you chant, dance with me, now I am cooking. Halwa, hot, lot of ghee, and double cream, dates, figs, pistachio, cashew nut, no water, all milk and cream, and roasted with ghee, nice puri and halwa, outside is snowing. Prasad. More? Yes. More? Yes. You become more you eat, more you become Krishna conscious. Yes? Yes or no? But don't tell. Don't tell. No. And you chant, dance, and you can do anything I'm writing. You type it, this, that. You do. Don't tell. After some time, you like this? Yes. You want to be initiated? Yes. If you are serious, you regularly have to do. Don't eat anything. Only eat this. Don't mention all those things. No, no. Yes, yes. You become bhakta. They don't, after getting a higher taste. Samosa, what is this? Samosa. Can I have another one? Make restaurant. Restaurant make it. Samosa. It's very, what is called? Samosa. Gave some chaat, chutney. Very tasty. Can I have another? Yes. $2, please. And he is happy. The devotee is making money. Outsider is happy. The devotee is also happy. But two, for them, no $2. Take, why two? Take 6, 8, 10. Gulab jam also. And he doesn't like it. No more, no more, no more. No? Right or not? After long time you tell, he don't feel like taking. Yes or no? I am simply telling more or less what Prabhupada said. I may be a little adding this, that, but the same line. Prabhupada knows the technique. That is why the Goswami said, Jena Tena Prakara. By hook or by crook, giving necessary tell some white lie, being somebody Krishna's lotus feet. Then it's great, Krishna on mind. But don't all the time tell lies. Is that clear, sir? Thank you. I see you. Anybody, anything. Asivo, huh? So here is something for you.